Power companies in the Northeast and California want to pay customers to generate their own electricity. The utilities want businesses to run backup generators when wholesale electricity prices rise sharply. But environmentalists say the plan offers financial incentives for using generators that create a lot of pollution. NPR's Jason Bobium reports.
Most large buildings these days have some sort of electricity generator on their premises. Office buildings, shopping malls, and hospitals all have backup diesel generators in case the power goes out. Many factories have generators that run every day and create a portion of the plant's electricity. ISO New England, which in the new deregulated electricity market oversees the region's power grid, is launching a program this summer to pay customers to essentially go away when demand for energy surges. Steve Whitley, the director of systems operations for ISO New England, says the program is only for large commercial customers.
It's a program where the load participants can play in the market and respond to price spikes to help dampen price spikes in New England, and also they can make money.
When electricity prices rise significantly, the ISO will pay these large commercial customers to cut the amount of power they're drawing from the regional grid. The ISO hopes to sign up some 2,000 industrial customers who collectively can drop their electricity demand by 300 to 600 megawatts. That's as much electricity as a medium-sized commercial power plant running full steam. And Whitley says having 600 megawatts of power in reserve will help the ISO deal with wild fluctuations in the electricity market. In the northwest corner of Massachusetts, Specialty Minerals runs a quarry and limestone processing plant. The plant runs 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, and it requires 10 megawatts of electricity, or about as much energy as a suburban enclave of 10,000 homes. Bruce Groth is the manager of electrical controls at the plant.
This right here is the impactor that actually does the crushing of the stone, and then we dry it over here.
Groth is standing in a corrugated tin room watching 3-inch chunks of limestone get pulverized into fine dust. This limestone crusher is one piece of equipment that Groth will shut down when demand for electricity becomes extremely high. Specialty Minerals has its own generator, which produces about half the plant's electricity needs. When wholesale electricity prices rise and the ISO's compensation program kicks in, Groth says he'll reduce the plant's electricity consumption by almost a megawatt by shutting down two energy-intensive pieces of equipment.
Basically, they need to run roughly about 14 hours a day. And so what we'll end up doing is we'll just shut down for the 2 hours and we'll run, you know, a little bit later in the evening.
So for instance, on a hot summer day when electricity prices are skyrocketing and the power grid is on the verge of collapse, Specialty Minerals will get a signal to cut its consumption. Within a half hour, that extra megawatt of electricity that had been running the limestone crushers will be available elsewhere to cool office buildings and keep the lights on. But not everyone who signs up for the program will reduce their electricity consumption. Many will lighten their load on the grid by running their own generators. The ISO predicts that most of this power will come from diesel-powered engines, and it's this that angers environmentalists. Diesel generators on a per-kilowatt basis can emit 100 times more pollutants than a modern power plant. Richard Kennelly with the Conservation Law Foundation says the problem with diesel generators can be clearly demonstrated by the diesel buses in front of his downtown Boston office.
You can see a lot of the black soot, but you know, the terrible truth is the stuff that really damages your health, you can't see. It's less than a micron or a couple microns across, and that's the stuff that's fine enough to lodge in your lungs.
Kennelly says environmental regulators allow diesel generators to be placed in dense urban areas at what he calls lung level because they were expected to run only during natural disasters.
By and large, these are emergency backup generators, and so it's appropriate to use them in emergencies as backup. When it becomes inappropriate is when they're used, particularly if it just happens to be cheaper for the owner of the generator than buying power on a hot summer day when the prices are going up.
But the electricity grid operators argue that if the power actually fails, then all of these diesel generators are going to get turned on. So why not try to control their use, flatten out the demand for power, and keep the whole system from crashing? The Long Island Power Authority in New York is going even further. It's looking to use customers' generators all summer long. The Power Authority is offering discounted electricity rates to large commercial customers who agree to run their generators 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, from June to September. Bill Jackson is the manager of sales and marketing for the Long Island Power Authority.
What's driving this is a strategic
outlook to make certain that we have reliable power on Long Island.
Nathaniel Green with the Natural Resources Defense Council in New York is sharply critical of the program. He says there's no reason to draw power from diesels on days when there's an ample supply of power from conventional generators. Green says environmental regulations haven't kept up with the rapid changes in the deregulated electricity industry.
We have sort of unleashed the market forces on the electric industry, but we haven't necessarily updated the air regulations to keep those forces in balance. And I think we see a potential for a whole new source of air pollution blossoming through these small generators.
Officials with ISO New England, however, argue that having hundreds of backup generators at the ready could actually improve air quality. Currently in New England, several large commercial power plants run continuously at low levels, burning fossil fuels so that they can be brought up to full generating capacity at a moment's notice. The diesel generators, on the other hand, don't pollute until they're turned on. Officials at ISO New England say they only expect to call on the small diesel generators for a few hours a year. State air regulators in Massachusetts plan to monitor the program this summer and then reconsider whether tighter controls over the use of small generators are necessary. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Boston.